I'm Councillor Ruth Dombey and I'm leader of the council here in Sutton.
Wonderful. So why are we gathered here today?
This is a really fantastic event and I'm so pleased to see so many people here today. We put in a bid to the Mayor of London. We were trying to work out when it was because obviously with COVID everything got shut down for a bit. We think it was back in 2020. I'm pretty sure that's when it was. We put in a bid to be Borough of Culture. We didn't come first, but we came second, which, hey, is fine. And as a result, we've won the Cultural Award, which gives us an opportunity to talk to the residents about how culture is not just about what people imagine with the arts. It could be about science as well. We've got a really strong science base here in Sutton. We've got the London Cancer Hub, all the work that's going around life sciences. And so we want to talk particularly to our young people about how art and science are actually two sides of the same coin. I just think it's an exciting way to talk about really important stuff. Obviously, there's a curriculum and young people are studying at school, but it's important that we all think about what's important in life. And both science and arts play a huge part in everyone's life.
Wonderful. That's actually ticked off a lot of questions. So thank you. Perfect model answer. So can you tell me the process of what it was like once you received the funding, putting together this event, and what the management process has been like?
So managing the whole event has been really exciting because we've been waiting for it for quite some time. What was interesting about when we put in the bid, it wasn't a bid from Sutton Council, it was really from the community. We had local artists, local musicians, local groups coming together, and I think that's why we did so well and we won the award, because we wanted the community to be involved. So launching it like this in such a public space with so many people coming along, and you know, I walked in, I could smell pizza, I could hear the excitement, I could hear the music. We've got a rapper, we've got all sorts of different events happening with local people who have a connection to Sutton, and that's really important. So we want this to be fun, we want this to be exciting, and we want as many people as possible to get involved.
Lovely. And what's the response been like to today's event and also for the future upcoming events?
I think everyone's really excited about what's going to happen. As I say, it is about how we bring together science and the arts, and we talk about culture in its widest sense. So a lot of the schools are involved, but also lots of community groups as well. And we've got a really exciting agenda coming forward. It'll be building up towards the summer. There'll be lots happening, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And just to clarify on an earlier point, can you explain why it's so important to get children and young people involved in connecting science and the arts?
I think there's a little bit of... there's a lack of understanding about science amongst many young people, older people as well, if it comes to that. But actually, having such an important cancer centre in our borough, we know the importance of life sciences, and it's a booming part of the economy. We really want to encourage young people to think about a career in science. And so using fun ways, bringing together art and science and talking to them about how exciting science can be is something really important. We've built a secondary school on the same site as our London Cancer Hub, and the Institute of Cancer Research, which is one of the most important cancer centres in the world, is working closely with the school because they want the youngsters in that school and all the youngsters in our borough to be as excited as they are. They're doing groundbreaking research. They're discovering new cures to beat cancer every 5 years. It's absolutely extraordinary, and we're very lucky to have them.
Speaking on the topic of making science more accessible, recently Sutton Council was awarded the Levelling Up bid. How is that related to today's and the upcoming events?
So we're really pleased we won the bid. What it means is that the trains going through Belmont Station, which is the nearest station to London Cancer Hub, it will increase the frequency from 2 to 4 an hour, which if anyone's listening from the rest of London will think, hang on a minute, that's no big deal, because they're used to jumping on the underground and the overground. But here in Sutton, where we don't have access to public transport, actually increasing the frequency is really important for us. The London Cancer Hub is one of the most important global centres for cancer research and treatment in the world. When I first spoke to them, I said, it's great you're here in Sutton, but why here? And they said, because of your fantastic transport links, which made me ponder and wonder why. They were talking about Gatwick and Heathrow, because we have scientists coming in from all over the world that want to be part of the research that's going on. But we need to be linked to the rest of London. And for anyone who lives in this area, in Sutton and in Kingston as well, where I'm sure many of your listeners live, it is difficult. You have to go into central London to get out again. It's expensive. The trains aren't very frequent, so we need much better public transport, and this is a good start.
And what's the timeline for this project?
So it's going to take 2 or 3 years, and we need to have some discussions with the rail company, because obviously they've said they're on board, but we need to make it happen. The first bid that we put in was more complicated and more expensive. This one is more straightforward because we're talking about building a lay-by so that the trains can actually turn around. So in a couple of years it should be up and running, and that's really good news.
That's very exciting. And what can residents and also visitors to the Sutton area look forward to throughout the rest of the year?
So we're really looking forward to the summer and all the events that are going to happen. Sutton Steam's event is the beginning of a fantastic journey. We can think about all the different ways that arts and science come together, whether it's with poetry, whether it's with dance and with music. Science is actually an important part of all of that, and we can think about how we can integrate all of the fantastic things that are happening in our community. I'm also really keen to make sure that all the different groups, different communities that come from other parts of the world are involved. We've got a lot of people here from Hong Kong. We've got a lot of people who have had to flee from Ukraine. So we're going to think about how we can involve all the diverse communities living in Sutton so that they're part of this as well.